answers.
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth.
Then you want Dave Hodges.
The Common Sense Show. You can't dodge the Hodge.
And we're back on the Common Sense Show, and you can join us in our conversation with Kathy Justice on the dangers of fluoride by calling 1-800-313-9443. And Kathy, as we abruptly had to go to the break, you were talking about the Manhattan Project and where the fluoridation of water got its start. You want to pick it up from there?
You bet. Well, they needed to build the bomb. They couldn't get enough oomph out of the uranium, so somebody suggested putting fluoride with it, and they were able to separate the isotopes and make the bomb. Well, all the bomb workers were getting sick from cancer and lung problems and skeletal problems, and their teeth were falling out, and so the government started doing studies. They thought it was the uranium. They found out it was the fluoride. So basically, fluoridation started as a way to change people's perception of what fluoride was, because up until that time it was known as a rodenticide and a pesticide. And that's what people knew it as, and if they started saying, put it in your water, they'd know different. So they started this huge campaign to change people's perspective of what they knew about fluoride, and it was to keep from the government being sued, basically.
Wow. And one other thing I've come across, too, is around the time that fluoridation became popular in the U.S. in a period between 1948 and 1952, that the U.S. government, at least Congress, was expressing some concern about our children eating too much sugar. And it's been suggested that fluoride was also used as a cover to mask the effects of sugar in early usage of sugar in children. Do you know anything about that?
That's true. That, you know, it was a major cover-up is what the whole thing was. You know, you pat my back, I'll pat yours, kind of a thing. The Alcoa was behind it. They were one of the fluoride polluting industries. They had all this fluoride, what they called toxic soup, that they needed to get rid of. And it's a huge story. It's written up in a fairly recent book called The Fluoride Deception, and it's a wonderful book, and it has copies of top secret, recently declassified top secret government documents that prove all of this.
Always a conspiracy at the bottom, so it seems. Do you know who wrote that book?
Christopher Bryson.
Okay, Christopher Bryson. I would imagine it's available on Amazon. And then also you're associated with a group called the FluorideAlert.org, and at your behest they've been sending me research articles on fluoride. Every time I raised a concern with Kathy, I told her what we'd need to draw definitive, conclusive research proof that fluoride is indeed toxic and be proven to be toxic to humans. Kathy would send me out another series of articles from a group of dentists and other research professionals. And every time I said, well, this is good, we're moving further in the trend curve, but I need this, and Kathy would send me more. And folks in the listening audience that are familiar at all with research protocols, there have been meta-analysis done with this. They've used multiple regression techniques to rule out other factors as contributors to health effects. And fluoride still stands out as a major contributor factor to health effects in humans. Kathy, just run through a quick list of what a parent might expect to see in their child who is suffering from fluoride toxicity.
Well, one of the things, if the child is exposed to fluoride while the tooth buds are forming, dental fluorosis, which starts out as white spots and can go to dark spots. It also pits your teeth, makes your teeth. This is how they push this into the teeth thing. It does make your teeth harder, which sounds like a wonderful thing, but that's lying by telling half the truth. It also makes your teeth more brittle. They're much more easily cracked.
Well, let's pick up the rest of the health effects when we come back from our first break. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Once again, you can join us at 1-800-313-9443, and we'll be back with Kathy Justice on the dangers of fluoridation in just a moment.
Oh, every man. Would you walk around with your credit card number displayed on your back for anyone to read? Of course not. But if you have one of the 50 million new contactless credit and debit cards in circulation in your wallet, that's exactly what you're doing. I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder of Identity Stronghold, and we think this is information you need to know. You may not even realize you already have one of these cards because they look physically just like the old card. The difference is an RFID chip hidden inside the card that makes radio communication with the card possible right through your wallet, purse, or pants pocket without you ever removing the card. Pickpockets no longer even have to touch you to get your information. Our company realizes the privacy danger this represents, and that's why we manufacture the Secure Sleeve. The Secure Sleeve is a patent-pending card sleeve that contains a radio frequency barrier, preventing radio signals from reaching your card. You can get more information and purchase the Secure Sleeve online at idstronghold.com. That's idstronghold.com, or call us at 800-610-2770.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com, or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great-tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
Lancaster, Ohio, Hutchinson, Kansas, Clarksdale, Mississippi, Milton, Washington State, Telluride, Colorado, Sumner, Washington State, Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, Honolulu, Hawaii are just some of the communities who have banned fluoride from its water in an attempt to protect its citizens and its animals. Kathy, we went to the break. You were talking about the negative effects on teeth, which is what fluoride is supposed to do, just the opposite. What are some other health effects that we should be concerned about with regard to ourselves and our children?
Well, it breaks the protein bonds in the DNA, changing the DNA. It also wrecks the DNA repair system. It changes the mineralization system, which is pulling calcium out of the bones, replacing it with fluoride, and then putting that calcium into systems that should not be calcified, such as cartilage, and which is arthritis. And in fact, it's been said that arthritis is the number one misdiagnosed problem that is actually the starting of chronic fluoride poisoning. Then it changes, it kills enzymes, it changes their shape, which catalyze every function in the body. It displaces iodine that the thyroid uses to make thyroxine, which governs your hormone system. It's an endocrine disruptor. It changes hormone secretion. It creates a lot of free radicals in the brain, which is known for, our Alzheimer's is known for that. And in fact, baby boomers who were in the start of fluoridation, an AARP article, it says that the baby boomers are going to be known as the Alzheimer's generation. Nice to know. It in the pineal gland, we now know that it is a calcifying gland which collects tons of fluoride. It alters melatonin production and sexual maturity through the pineal gland. Diabetics, it increases blood glucose and impaired glucose tolerance. They also take in a lot more water, which is increasing their fluoride burden. Immune system, we can see in the pictures of my mare how the fluoride was increasing her bone density, which was taking over her bone marrow, which is a major part of your immune system. It creates allergies. It breaks the blood-brain barrier to allow aluminum, which is also in the product that they use to artificially fluoridate water, into the brain.
Which is a contributor to Alzheimer's.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Reproductive system alters reproductive hormones and effects on fertility. Down syndrome, it's been found to be plausible cause. Gastrointestinal, which I've already talked about with the colic. Adverse kidney effects from it. Cancer, fluoride has a potential to initiate and promote cancer. The list just goes on and on, being that it works at the very core of life, like you said before, it depends on each person's inherent weakness.
Right. Isn't fluoride, wasn't it just banned by the FDA for use in baby formula?
Well, they're saying that they don't want it. Also, the ADA and the CDC. Although there are baby formulas that already, the dry powder that already has fluoride in it. In fact, just recently they found that the Good Start infant formula tested already had 0.65 parts per million content before it was reconstituted with water.
Okay, because, you know, people, you need to go to this website I'm going to give you. Because Kathy just rattled off a bunch of health effects here, and you're probably wondering, where's the proof? Let me send you where you can get the proof, and it's where I've spent the majority of this week reading up on the effects of fluoride, and I was shocked. You can go to fluoridealert.org, and it's a full-service webpage. It has a list of the communities I've been reading from that have banned the use of fluoride, but more importantly, it has credible, scientific, replicable research done by dentists, scientists, doctors, professional agencies, including the EPA, including the FDA, including the CDC, that give you a snapshot picture in various ways of the negative effects of fluoride. Well, let me shift gears here for a second, Kathy, because, you know, certainly the proof is there. And as you know, I was the doubting Thomas all week long, and until finally I reached a critical mass here, and I had to say there's just too much here not to call for the banning of fluoride. In fact, you had sent me a document in which the Australian Health Department informed its own leaders that they would not institute fluoridation of water because there was no justifiable purpose for doing so. And this was back in 1965. I mean, there's more than enough here. So what I want to do is turn to community activism. You and your husband, Wayne, wanted to live in the mountains of Colorado, and I've been to Pagosa many times. It's a beautiful community high up in the mountains, lots of snowfall, chilly temperatures, clear blue skies, and allegedly clean water. And you got a lot more than you bargained for. So what turned you into a community activist, which obviously was the death of your horses? But how did you get this changed? You said they referred to you as the crazy blonde.
Yes.
And her nutty ideas. How did you and Wayne go about getting Pagosa Springs to stop using fluoride? Because I think there's a lesson to be learned here from everybody who's listening to this show, that you don't have to tolerate this kind of abuse from your civic officials.
That's right. That's right. Well, it can go both ways. You can look at it from the medical standpoint. You can look at it from your right as a human being to say what you put in your body as an individual. And so we went at it from both sides of the issue. And after we got the necropsy report back from Dr. Krug, I finally had scientific proof that it was killing my horses. And I imagine if we had people falling away and had scientific proof that way, we would have gotten it that way too. But I had been a thorn in their side for many, 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 many years. And so the tide was already running that way. I had talked to enough people over all those years in this town, and that many people had known what was going on with the horse population, and seeing the same symptoms in people, the thyroid problems, the cancer in this town was rampant, not counting all the other problems that I mentioned. So people, the light bulb was coming on. And so when I finally had this scientific proof, we went to the water department and said, either you stop this or you're going to be sued. There will be a class action lawsuit. We have, there's a lot of different situations as far as who implements the water. It can be the mayor says we're going to have it. The city council says we're going to have it. In our case, our water department is privately owned. So it was the five board members on the water board that had this say-so of whether we were or were not going to fluoridate. And how it actually started in 1985 was they put an ad in the paper, we're thinking about fluoridation. 12 mothers showed up and said, yeah, we want it, and 12 mothers signed it into happening. So there's the main thing, no matter what your situation is in whatever town, you need to find out who implemented it, who started it. Was it the city council? Was it the water board? Who was it that started it? Then you need to do find out who is the authority to go to get it stopped. You need to find out when it started. You need to find out the amount of voters in the last public election, not voting on fluoride, just the amount of actual voters to vote. And I'll get to that in a minute. You need to find the city requirements, the official paperwork for a petition. And I believe that each town is going to be a little bit different. But you can't just get a piece of paper and go around and get people to sign it. It has to be an official document. So you need to do that. Another wonderful thing to do, which I didn't know about at the time, is get a Clean Water Initiative. And you can get a hold of Jeff Green at keepersofthewell.org. His phone number is 1-800-728-3833.
Okay, let's give that out again, and then we'll tell what Jeff is all about.
Okay. It's Jeff Green at keepersofthewell.org, www.keepersofthewell.org, 1-800-728-3833. What the Clean Water Initiative is you never mention the word fluoride because people have been indoctrinated. We're now in some cases on fourth generation of being told fluoride's good for your teeth, and they're not going to change. So you don't ever mention the word fluoride. You have this document that talks about nothing can be added to the water that does anything but improve the quality of the water.
Which would have to be scientifically demonstrated, which, of course, fluoride has not been scientifically demonstrated to be of any beneficial health effect.
And it's the only product put in the water solely to medicate people.
And that's illegal. Without documentation, the FDA says you cannot make medical claims.
That's right.
And that's a medical claim.
That's right. So you're going around the corner on this. You're totally eliminating fluoride because it's, number one, not put in the water. It is not put in the water to increase the quality of the water. It is put in there solely to medicate people. So if you, with this Clean Water Initiative, you're saying nothing can be put into the water that is not for the specific use of improving the quality of the water, which fluoride does not do.
Did you find that your local media was cooperative with you on this issue?
Not at all.
Yeah, they're guardians of the gate in most cases, aren't they?
Yep. The only way we could get an advertisement in the paper was to pay for it. Now, there was a good venue with the letters to the editor. We had a very good educating forum there because they would publish the letters to the editor, and there was one particular advocate for fluoridation.
Now, the key is you have to get them printed. You know, that's the music. We're up against the break. We'll be back to put a wrap on this with Kathy Justice. This is Dave Hodges here on the Common Sense Show, broadcasting to you live on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Would you walk around with your credit card number displayed on your back for anyone to read? Of course not. But if you have one of the 50 million new contactless credit and debit cards in circulation in your wallet, that's exactly what you're doing. I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder of Identity Stronghold, and we think this is information you need to know. You may not even realize you already have one of these cards because they look physically just like the old card. The difference is an RFID chip hidden inside the card that makes radio communication with the card possible right through your wallet, purse, or pants pocket without you ever removing the card. Pickpockets no longer even have to touch you to get your information. Our company realizes the privacy danger this represents, and that's why we manufacture the Secure Sleeve. The Secure Sleeve is a patent-pending card sleeve that contains a radio frequency barrier, preventing radio signals from reaching your card. You can get more information and purchase the Secure Sleeve online at idstronghold.com. That's idstronghold.com or call us at 800-610-2770.
Washoe County, Nevada, Redding, California, Watsonville, California, Texarkana, Arkansas, Ashdown, Arkansas, Oneida, New York, just more of the communities that have woken up to the dangers of fluoridation of our water supplies. Kathy, this has really, really been informative, and I have to tell you that certainly in an hour we can't do justice to this topic, and I'm going to have you back on the air to further explore it. But we've got a couple callers on the line, and I'd like to go to them and see what they have to add. Ron from Pennsylvania, hi, you're on the air with Kathy Justice.
How you doing? I commended a program in progress, and I may be able to tell you and help you how to get out of that fluoridation baloney. Now, as you know, throughout the country, there are probably tens of thousands of water authorities. And the town I live in, I get my water from a known, tested to be reliable spring source, and I run it through a Berkey filter. I will not drink the city water. A good friend of mine is on a neighboring water authority, and how they dealt with it several years ago, when they had hearings and all this, the state tried to force them to fluoridate the water. And they said, look, we're not going to do it. You are forcing us to dispense medicine. We're not in the business of medication. We're in the business of water supply. And that ended that.
Good for them.
Well, you might want to take this to task and take a look at this. Go look in your local laws, because in Pennsylvania, the laws may be different for practicing medicine without a license than they would in the other 49 states. But this is how, and the guy that's on the water authority is a good friend of mine, and he told me how they got around it. Now, the One thing that they did force him to put in was zinc orthophosphate, and what that does, it lines the pipes and keeps lead from leaching into the water system, but you'll get more lead out of a new Delta water faucet than you'll ever get out of these pipes around here.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's hard to know where to draw the line. Ron, we're really short on time. It's a great call. I want you to call back because we are going to have Kathy back on the air. Let's go to Crystal in Arkansas, and I guess you happen to be acquainted with Kathy.
Hello, Miss Kathy. It's your friend Crystal from Hot Springs, Arkansas. I just wanted to say hello, and I also wanted to say thank you for doing this show. The more that we can do to get the word out about poisoned horses and poisoned people, the better. I just wanted to say that we are here in Arkansas in the throes of fighting a statewide mandate where the health department is trying to get the legislators to mandate water fluoridation in the whole state. We beat them in 2005, and we're going to beat them in 2009. I just wanted to share something that we're talking about, fluoride being a medicine. The oral health director of the Arkansas Health Department was testifying before the legislators, and I just kind of wanted to give you an example of some of the things that they say. He said that people claim that it's mass medication. Well, it can't be mass medication because fluoride's not a medicine, and it's not meant to treat or cure anything any more than chlorinating the water is meant to treat or cure anything. Now, does that make any sense to you?
No, and the whole practice of medicating our water supply is totally illegal, and I think it's actionable, too, if people will just organize, and that was one of the purposes of this show, and we're going to have Kathy back on. Crystal, I want to thank you for your call. And I hope you'll be a listener and keep calling back. Kathy, let's go back to something that I wanted to bring up, and I know it's not something the Fluoride Alert Network gets into, and it's not something that you get into, but I do know that Prozac and other psychotropic drugs do use fluoride to shotgun the effect of the active ingredients in these drugs.
Yes.
And it's a similar effect to what cocaine has on dopamine in the brain.
Yes.
And it's really disturbing to me when I look at this, because if you're using a shotgun agent, you can't predict the outcome of the intensity of the drug when it hits the bloodstream, because it's going to vary from person to person. It's going to vary according to the amount of fluoride that's actually put into that drug. This makes the drug wholly unsafe because the results are unpredictable.
Yes, definitely.
And I'll tell you, as I put out to my email network this week, what I was looking into, and people sent me tons of articles in addition to yours, one of the things that kept crossing my desk, and it's not something I'm going to attach my name to at this point, but it's something I'm going to look at, could fluoridation be used as a passivity device by dumping in water and making people more passive? Now, you and I briefly discussed this last night, and you can get a range of effects from passivity to hyperactivity depending on where you're genetically the weakest, because this is a systemic drug.
Yes. And we saw the range both ways in our horses, which changed after fluoridation stopped. They slowly came around to what their actual personality was. We had some that were just extremely mean, got mean after we brought them here. They were nice before, brought them here, they started drinking the water, they got mean, stopped drinking the water, they got nice. We had some that were total couch potatoes. You know, they just turned into big blobs. They didn't want to do anything. So, like I say, it depends on your inherent weakness.
Well, one of the things that crossed my mind as you were talking about that, if we go back to the 40s and 50s and 60s before fluoridation became common in our country, we didn't see the kind of violence levels we're seeing today, particularly among young people. And it does make me wonder what kind of psychotropic effects that fluoridation does have on the human brain, and I think that's an area that I would like to see researched. But I want to mention one thing, too, is that what I was most impressed by that you sent me, the research articles that substantiated the health effects for humans and animals came from dentists and federal agencies. And I think, really, there is so much there, Kathy, and so much to cover that we're going to have to do another show on this. I want to thank you for joining us. I want to wish you continued good luck in your fight, and I'll mention your website again after the break. And, Kathy, we're going to do this again.
Thank you.
Okay, good night, Kathy.
Good night.
We'll be back with Paula Harris about the UFO conference coming up at the end of February, right after the break on The Common Sense Show.
Your You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Would you walk around with your credit card number displayed on your back for anyone to read? Of course not. But if you have one of the 50 million new contactless credit and debit cards in circulation in your wallet, that's exactly what you're doing. I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder of Identity Stronghold, and we think this is information you need to know. You may not even realize you already have one of these cards because they look physically just like the old card. The difference is an RFID chip hidden inside the card that makes radio communication with the card possible right through your wallet, purse, or pants pocket without you ever removing the card. Pickpockets no longer even have to touch you to get your information. Our company realizes the privacy danger this represents, and that's why we manufacture the Secure Sleeve. The Secure Sleeve is a patent-pending card sleeve that contains a radio frequency barrier, preventing radio signals from reaching your card. You can get more information and purchase the Secure Sleeve online at idstronghold.com. That's idstronghold.com, or call us at 800-610-2770.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great-tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Everybody's talking at me. I don't hear words they're saying.
Welcome back to the Common Sense Show. This is Dave Hodges, your host, and in just a moment we're going to rejoin Annie DeRiso and our special guest, second special guest of the show, Paula Harris, and we're going to be talking about the UFO conference coming up at the end of February. Now remember, I'm still the Doubting Thomas, but I do have an open mind, and I think there is a lot there that we do need to look at, given the people that I talked about with regard to their desire for disclosure. And Annie and I hit that at the first half hour on her segment. Let's bring Annie back up, and going back to Nashville, Tennessee, we're rejoined by Annie DeRiso. Hi, Annie.
Oh, hi, Dave. And before we get into bringing Paula up, I would like to give out Kathy Justice's webpage.
Yes, please do that.
Okay. Everybody, pencil paper, go to myspace.com/poisonedhorses. That's P-O-I-S-O-N-E-D, horses, H-O-R-S-E-S. So that's myspace.com/poisonedhorses.
Okay, very good. Yeah, that was quite a show. We're going to have Kathy back on the air, as well as someone from the Fluoride Alert Network. Anyway, we got a lot of work to do, and we got a short amount of time to do it in, and we've got a special guest joining us this half hour, Annie, so why don't you introduce her?
Yes, I would like to introduce Paula Harris, everybody, and she's a well-known photojournalist and investigative reporter in the field of extraterrestrial-related phenomena research. She's widely published, especially in Europe, and her website is Paola Harris, and that's PAOLAHARRIS.com. And she's going to tell us about the conference coming up. Hello, Paula. Paula, are you there?
Yes, I am. It's great to have a three-way conversation here.
Oh, hi, Paula. I want to welcome you to the show. And I guess the first question I have to ask is, do I call you Paula or Paola?
No, well, it's easier to call me Paula. My real name is Paola because I'm Italian. I was born in Italy, so that's why it's spelled that way.
Okay, very good. Paula makes it easy on my tongue.
Okay,
but we've got a conference coming up in Laughlin, Nevada at the end of February. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, it's actually a very wonderful conference. It's heavily attended by between 500 and 600 people every year. It's the 18th Annual International UFO Congress. It's at the Aquarius Hotel. The dates are February 22nd to 28th. And we have 30 speakers attending, but they're very well-known speakers in all areas of the field of the paranormal. It's not just ufology. And it's a great place for people to come because not only is Laughlin, a really fun place to be, but it's that kind of place that where there are people of like mind, you know, you can talk about anything and nobody's going to laugh at it and everybody just really enjoys being together. And actually, I consider it a learning place, too.
Well, certainly if you have 30 people of various note, there's going to be a lot of learning that goes on. You know, I don't know if you got to hear the first half hour of the show when I had Annie on, and she's got a regular segment. And I detailed some people who are in the Obama administration in key positions, like Leon Panetta, who's going to be his appointed CIA chief, John Panetta, who's the co-chair of the Obama transition team, Hillary Clinton, Secretary of State. These people have well-documented positions calling for UFO disclosure. Do you think disclosure is likely to happen? Is the government covering something up, and do you think we can get to the bottom of it in the first 100 days of the Obama administration?
Well, that would be a question we could ask Jim Mars, who's going to be one of the guests. He's heavily into the government and conspiracy theory and so forth. My personal opinion is that it is so complex, the disclosure issue, that I don't feel that it's going to come out of a government situation, but I feel it's going to come out of a grassroots situation, Dave. And the thing about grassroots is you need to be educated about the cover-up, about UFOs, about the world sightings that we're having and the various phenomena. So on a personal level, I don't think it's going to be from the top up, but really from a grassroots level where the people are going to be the ones to do it.
How do we know that what we're seeing in the air, and I saw the Phoenix Lights back in 1997. I was one of 100,000 people that saw them. But how do we know that we're not seeing the latest technology of our own military's aircraft and top-secret experiments? How do we know they're extraterrestrial?
Well, you know, that's a really good question, and that's a question I ask when I address exopolitics, because I'm more into exopolitics than I am into ufology. And by the way, Dr. Lynn Kitai, who filmed the Phoenix Lights, will be one of the guests at the International UFO Congress. How do we know? Well, in this particular case, these lights appeared and disappeared. They were right, you know, in full view, and I don't think that a huge V-shaped craft flying over Phoenix would be very wise for our advanced technology division of anything to be using Phoenix as a major, test site. If you're going to test something like that, you're going to test something like that where people can't see it, as in the Area 51 grounds in Nevada, in the Nellis site. You're not going to have all this excitement going over a major city. Plus, whatever was there was appearing and disappearing. There were orbs that Lynn Kitai filmed, incredible footage, and the people that saw it said that we could never have developed something that technologically, advanced.
Yeah, the night of the Phoenix Lights, I came in, I was outside shooting baskets in my driveway, and I came back in and told my wife what I saw. I called the local Air Force Base, Luke Air Force Base, and asked him, you know, what was going on. And I got connected to the people in the radar tower, and they said, nothing is going on. And the next day, they came out with an explanation. It was flares over South Mountain, where I was looking, and where I saw the stars disappear, and I saw this huge craft, was in the opposite direction of where South Mountain is. I was looking to the due east, and South Mountain is to the due south from me. So that explanation did not hold water, that those were flares. And then as follow-up on this, I was teaching a class for a local college out at Luke Air Force Base at the time, and I had mentioned to my students what I'd seen, and I said, you know, and believe me, I wasn't on drugs, and we joked about it. Well, during the break, one of the people came up to me and said, well, you saw something, and we saw it too, and we don't know what the heck it was. So, you know, I at least got some unofficial acknowledgement here that, you know, 100,000 people weren't crazy and hallucinating. But if these are indeed extraterrestrials, Paula, who are they, what do they want, and why are they here, and why are they so covert?
Well, I can't answer that question. That's part of the study and the research that I do. However, I do know that whoever is here is not one group, but many groups, because we have it documented. Robert Dean, who will be speaking also at the conference, talks about his role in when he worked for SHAPE NATO. And he said that there were four different groups of ETs categorized, you know, that there we are being visited by different civilizations. And as far as what they want, I'm not sure. I think it's kind of my own personal opinion is that it's a benign phenomenon, because if they didn't like us or they wanted to do something to us, I feel with our primitive way of thinking, Dave, they would have done it to us a long time ago.
Let's hope that's true. But I think the audience would be interested to know who Robert Dean was. I met Robert Dean about 11 or 12 years ago through Vance Davis. I don't know if you're familiar with Vance.
No.
But I met him, and he was, go ahead and tell what his credentials
were.
Well,
actually, he lives near you in Chandler, Robert Dean. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
He is a Sergeant Major Robert Dean. He was part of the NATO SHAPE headquarters, a Supreme Allied Command in Paris, and part of his job was he had a top secret clearance. He saw photographs of these crafts, and that were, you know, it was a very vicarious position, because the Russians at the time of the Cold War thought they were our advanced technology, and we thought they were theirs, and we almost started a war over it. So Robert says that we really should have disclosure, because as a military man, it absolutely, you know, astounded him when he saw pictures of these crafts in his official position. Now, a lot of the people, a lot of the speakers we have, like Wendell Stevens, was also a colonel, and a lot of them are ex-military, so they're people that are really credible people that are talking about their experiences.
Well,
and
Bob Dean is more than credible, Paula, because not only was he a sergeant major in NATO, he was the senior non-com in NATO at the time he was assigned. And your security clearance doesn't get much higher than that.
Right, and then he also had to battle his pension, to get his pension, because he was one of the first courageous ones to talk. I call those people, these military people and the astronauts like Edgar Mitchell, the courageous ones.
Well, let's talk about Edgar Mitchell a little bit. How does he figure into all this?
Well, Edgar Mitchell, I think because of his courage and because of his looking at it as something that's very important, Edgar Mitchell is involved in many different areas of the phenomena, including, you know, he helps with the study of ESP and remote viewing.
Mm-hmm.
And he has the noetic sciences that he founded. Edgar Mitchell says he knows, because he's been briefed, that the UFO phenomenon is real, that Roswell was real. Many of his colleagues, his fellow astronauts, have said they have seen these craft in outer space, and he thinks that it's time for the government to come clean, to you know, end this cover-up. But I feel personally they can end it, because if, as we talked about at the beginning of your show, it's about the technology, we have some of this technology, to say that this is true then needs to admit all of the cover-up from 1947 on, and that gets very tricky.
Yeah, and then there's that little document called the Brookings Report that basically said the world would fall apart if there was UFO disclosure.
Yeah, but, you know, I don't believe that anymore as much, because if the Vatican came out on May 13th of last year with the head astronomer saying that the ETs are our brothers and sisters, they're certainly not talking about the grace, you know, and that they're, that you know, that it is not against the religion to believe that we have, you know, life on other planets. And this was official. This was in the Vatican newspaper, L'Osservatore. And so if they're starting to do this, and I feel a lot of people are getting into place, a lot of institutions are getting ready for something.
Well, if the disclosure doesn't happen here because of 60 years of cover-up, isn't it likely the disclosure could come from another country?
Yeah, it could come from another country, Dave, but did you ever think it could come from the ETs? I mean, all you need is UFOs going over five airports the way they did over O'Hare Airport in November of 2007 there. I mean, all you need, you can't control the phenomenon. I mean, if they want to stay over an airport the way they did over O'Hare, or, you know, and they do it at five different airports, I think there'd be enough clamor in the media to ask that some investigation be done. I think that's just logical. Sometimes I think it's up to the ETs.
Well, I'm wondering what the Vatican knows that would lead them to make such a provocative statement.
It's either what they know or what they're waiting for. They might be waiting for an event, since they have the most incredible observatory in Arizona.
Mount Graham.
So, you know, that's got the most incredible equipment. I'm wondering why they're training their equipment on the skies. You know, you wonder about a lot of this. On my website, I have Renaissance art that has UFOs in it, a whole series of artists. I think that this phenomenon is really old. I don't think it happened at Roswell. I think for the longest time, these sightings have been all over the world.
And you mentioned your website. Let's go ahead and give that out to the listeners.
Yeah, it's www.paolaharris.com. And I also will be a speaker in Roswell. I will be speaking on Hollywood influence on disclosure, because I'm convinced that Steven Spielberg, the fact that the day the Earth stood still came out and was financed by CIA, a lot of this is part of a disclosure. And I think the Hollywood angle is going to be really interesting. That's going to be my topic.
Are you saying that the recent release of the day the Earth stood still was financed by the Central Intelligence Agency?
No, the original. This is the
original.
The original was Michael Rennie.
Mm-hmm.
The original film, because the original film was really an ultimatum to the Earth. It said either get rid of your nuclear weapons or you're going to be quarantined, which means you will not be able to travel in space like you think you will.
Exactly.
And doesn't that make you wonder, you know, why we never went back to the moon? You know, I begin to wonder if they really want us out there.
That's a very provocative question. Have we been told not to go back? I mean, that's... It begs the question, and certainly I think Edgar Mitchell, you know, former astronaut, walked on the moon, you know, and his position on this lends a lot of credibility. You know, you said that Jim Mars is at the conference. He was a guest on our show last week, and what is Jim going to be talking about?
Well, he's going to be talking on about his new book. I think it's called The Fourth Reich.
Yeah, The Rise of the Fourth Reich.
The Rise of the Fourth Reich, and he's amazing because he's one of those journalists that documents everything. So you'll have him, you know, he'll speak, but he's got documentation and everything. And then there'll be Jaime Maussan from Mexico, who just emailed me that he has the most incredible UFO footage ever. So we all wait for Jaime and his footage, because since he's a television personality, people send their movies into him. So it's going to be incredible. And then we'll have a healer from Croatia named Draco. And he's one of the people I brought over. He's a totally amazing person, very, very spiritual. But he stands on kind of a cube and looks at the audience. He doesn't speak, and he does amazing healings. He has thousands of people coming to him in huge groups in Europe. This is going to be his United States debut. So it's not just about UFOs. It'll also be about ESP, about healing, Just all the what we call the paranormal that I think is really normal.
What I like to call the mysteries of the mind.
Mysteries of the mind, great.
Is there a website connected to the conference?
Yeah, it's www.internationalufoconference. So it's iufo.com.
Okay, give that again, iufo.
Yeah, it's iufo. It's www. No, it's www.ufocongress.com. I'm
UFO
sorry.
Okay.
www.ufocongress.com.
Okay, ufocongress.com.
Yeah, and if people sign up by tomorrow, the early bird package, they save a tremendous amount of money because it's 8 nights. It's 8 nights, and that includes two major dinners and parties, plus all the events, and that's all the speakers. So if people want to sign up by tomorrow, they get a huge discount.
Paula, hold with us. We're going to go to a quick break, and we're going to come back for a wrap-up, and then I'm going to let Annie tell us about a little surprise we're trying to work out with the UFO Congress Conference. This is Dave Hodges with our special guest, Paula Harris, back in a moment after the break.
I opened up the paper to the page in the back. It only took a minute for my finger to find my daily dose of destiny under my sign.
Would you walk around with your credit card number displayed on your back for anyone to read? Of course not. But if you have one of the 50 million new contactless credit and debit cards in circulation in your wallet, that's exactly what you're doing. I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder of Identity Stronghold, and we think this is information you need to know. You may not even realize you already have one of these cards because they look physically just like the old card. The difference is an RFID chip hidden inside the card that makes radio communication with the card possible right through your wallet, purse, or pants pocket without you ever removing the card. Pickpockets no longer even have to touch you to get your information. Our company realizes the privacy danger this represents, and that's why we manufacture the Secure Sleeve. The Secure Sleeve is a patent-pending card sleeve that contains a radio frequency barrier, preventing radio signals from reaching your card. You can get more information and purchase the Secure Sleeve online at idstronghold.com. That's idstronghold.com, or call us at 800-610-2770.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com, or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
And welcome back, everybody, to the final segment of the Common Sense Show. This is Dave Hodges, and we're joined by our special guest, Paula Harris, and also on the line with us is Annie DeRiso. And Annie, we got a little surprise for the listening audience. We're trying to work out a deal with the UFO Congress folks to where we're going to actually interview some people. Why don't you talk about that?
Yes, we're actually going to go remote, Dave, and I'm going to do this on February the 22nd. That's the first night of the conference. And I'm just going to go remote. I'm going to go walking around. I'm going to grab the biggest and the best speakers I can and give them 15, 20 minutes. And I'm going to ask them what it is that they think that we should know that we're not being told.
What a great question. What a great question. Well, one of the things we need to do, Paula, is get you on for a full show. You're articulate.
Okay, anytime. That would be great.
Yeah, and I'm going to give you a call early in the week, and we're definitely going to book you for a full show. This is really fascinating stuff, and we're a little bit short on time here, so I want to make sure we cover some tracks here where people can go to find out to register for the conference and get the early bird special. They can go to that website. You want to give that again?
Yeah, the www.ufocongress.com.
Mm-hmm. And then you have your own website.
Yeah, it's also, there's a link right there on my own website with the logo, so they could go there and see it right away.
Okay. Okay, and I would assume that people that go to these websites can book hotel, pay for the registration. So all the information they need is right there, is that correct?
Yeah, it's right there, and the 19th is the last day of the early bird. If they get there, if they register early, they get a real break. And there's different packages. They don't have to go for the whole 8 days. So they'll see, and they can look at who's speaking when and go to their favorite people. There's also Stanton Friedman, and Peter Davenport. We haven't had them for a while, and as you know, Peter Davenport runs the UFO Reporting Center.
Right. And what I like that you're doing there is there's not a single theme. There's something for everybody there. You know, my particular interest is, being a former therapist, is our mysteries of the mind. You know, and I am interested in paranormal phenomena like ESP and precognition and telekinesis. And in fact, next week, Paula, we're having on Bill Sweet. I don't know if you're familiar with him from Spindrift Research, and he's going to talk about the documentable proof of the power of prayer. And it sounds like you guys are just hitting the whole gamut up there. So I would assume that this is a conference set up much like an assembly line. You can go from speaker to speaker and take in what you will.
Yeah, you can. We have Marissa Ryan, though. She's an incredible medium. I don't know if you watch the show Medium on television,
mm-hmm.
but she speaks to people that have passed over. She's very much like John Edwards. She's very good, and she's also a guest.
Yeah, I think that the story is actually based on a lady that did her work here and worked in conjunction with the Phoenix Police Department. So, yeah, that sounds good. Anybody else that we should of note that we should
well,
that we want
to know
about? Well,
I think Barbara Lamb works with contactees, and she does the, you know, what you had mentioned, the therapist kind of, you know, they have a contactee group. And I think Marissa Ryan is going to be phenomenal when people see her. It's the first time she's spoken in Laughlin. So I think Laughlin is opening up more to the, you know, ESP paranormal, what we call paranormal. Bracco the healer from Croatia is going to be big. And, you know, for those people that know the UFO groups, people, we have people from all over the world. We have
something for everybody.
From Italy and Malcolm Robinson from the UK, but he's really Scottish.
Okay, Paula, we're up against the end of the show. Because that's our music, but this has really been good. And I'm going to contact you, and we're going to book an entire show. Annie, once again, dear, that was terrific what you did tonight. And looking forward to next week. Paula, thanks so much for joining us, and I'll be in touch soon.
Thank you.
You're welcome. This is Dave Hodges with the Common Sense Show here on Republic Broadcasting Network, reminding you to patronize our advertisers if you like this kind of programming. And thanks for all of you who sent me those great emails tonight. See you next week when our guest will be Bill Sweet on The Power of Prayer. Good night, everybody.
Hello, my name is Jeff Lawrence. I'm the founder and publisher of USA Tomorrow, a brand new nationally distributed patriotic constitutional and Christian newspaper which stands on freedom of the press and truth in journalism.